Blog Talk Radio. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his courts with praise, and let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We just praise you today, oh God. We are just excited, Father God, to be in the midst, hallelujah, of another wonderful Sunday morning worship service here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. Today is September the 12th, 2021. I am Bishop Shalene Cook, and as always, I am being joined by some very loving, humble, and anointed servant leaders of the Most High God in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Apostle Edwin and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, and we are so blessed to have our little sister, Jacoya Gray, in the house this morning. So on behalf of all of us, we are so blessed to have you in our worship service this morning, and we pray that you will truly hear something that will, hallelujah, uplift your spirit and bless your soul. But at this time, we are now going to go to opening prayer with Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. Amen.
Father, we just praise you. And we thank you this morning. We thank you for waking us up, starting us on our way. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing on this radio broadcast. We thank you for giving us an ear to hear what your spirit is saying to us this day. And Father God, we ask that you would bless the word of God coming forth and the speaker of the hour, that you will touch each one that speaks and each one that receives. And Father God, we thank you for the music, for how you anointed it to destroy yokes of bondage in our lives and uplift us and bring joy, contentment, and comfort, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let the Church of God say amen and amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
For so long I stood with my arms crossed, waiting for an answer to my prayer. Realizing everything I prayed for was right there. But my vision was clouded by the storm on the rise, too blinded to see what was right before my eyes. Oh, it was right there. Oh, it was right there. Right there all the time.
Waiting for me.
Waiting for me.
My dreams are waiting for me.
Waiting for me. My dreams are
waiting on me.
If you're not careful, you can know. Let me say that again. Not long ago, you prayed to be in the very place you're standing in. I wanna help you see it, my friend, because I was that way before I realized that my dreams may come in a different shape and size. It was right there. Oh, it was right there. Right there all the time.
Waiting for me.
Waiting for me.
My dreams are waiting for me.
should he stay? And the answer still escape your sight. With what you need to live your dream starts with opening up your eyes to see what God is. Moment, but for God I prayed for it. Now that I remember, I wanna thank God for it. Yes, I prayed for this moment, but for God I prayed for it. Now that I remember, I wanna thank God for it. Yeah.
Hallelujah. That was Pastor Brian Courtney Wilson with Waiting. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every week we ask our beautiful mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come and to read to us from a powerful devotional written by none other than Pastor Joseph Prince, entitled Destined to Reign. So please give your undivided attention to the mother of our church as she reads this morning meditational reading.
Praise God, and good morning, everyone. Our meditational reading this morning is entitled Time to Use Your Authority. It comes from Exodus 14, chapter 14, and it's verse 15 and 16, and it reads, "And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it." Now, church, the problem with the body of Christ today is not that we are not praying necessarily. We are praying. But many of us are praying desperate prayers. We are praying, God help, God please, God do something about my problem. If you are smiling a little by now, most likely you know about such prayers and might have prayed a couple yourself. My friend, God does not want you to pray pleading prayers all the time. He wants you to use the authority he has given you to pray powerful prayers, to boldly command and to stretch out your hand and see miracles happen. When Moses stood there before the Red Sea with Pharaoh's army in hot pursuit, the Bible tells us that he cried out to God, but God told him, "Why do you cry to me?" There is a time for you to cry out to God, and there is a time for you to use your authority. God told Moses, "Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it." The rod you have today is the name of Jesus. As you command in Jesus' name, your sea will open and you will go on dry ground through the midst of your problem. Do you realize that Jesus did not say, go and pray for the sick? He said, go and heal the sick, Matthew 10 and 8. So stop pleading and asking all the time and start using the authority you have in Christ. Jesus told the church, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore," Matthew 28:18 and 19. My friends, God wants you to go and use the authority that he has given you. And as you go, miracles will flow. May the Lord have blessings, they have blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for today, when you start using the authority you have in Christ, miracles will flow. Amen.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am.
Not my own.
My life is not my own.
I belong to you.
To you I belong.
So I give myself.
God. It is now once again prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And I would just like to take a second to once again welcome each and every person that is here this morning and simply tell you that I love you and I'm glad that you are in the house. Prayer time is a time when we come together as a family of believers, standing in faith, trusting, believing, expecting God to move on our behalf. We pray for those that may not even know that they need prayer. We let the Lord know that what is important to Him is also important to us. So, at this time, I'm going to ask that you simply clear your minds, bow your hearts, and prepare to go to prayer with Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, everyone. Praise the Lord for a new day. Amen. Hallelujah. We have much to pray for today. We know that God is greater than any of the situations that we're facing on today. Let us prepare to come humbly before the Lord in prayer. Let us bow our heads, our hearts, hallelujah, and sincerely go to the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning again. Hallelujah. Thanking you for being who you are. We adore you. We reverence you. We honor you. Hallelujah. And we give you all of the praise. Hallelujah. Father God, we just again lift up our world situations. Hallelujah. We give all these crises over to you this morning. We pray for the women in Afghanistan that are marching and fighting for their rights, hallelujah, to equality. Lord, be with them, hallelujah. Be with them in the name of Jesus. Let your hands of protection be upon them. Protect them from the Taliban. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and cause the Taliban to back up. In the name of Jesus, in
Lord,
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, hear those cries of the women. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Bless them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And what seems impossible, hallelujah, we know that with you it is possible. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Lord, grant them their rights in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, make ways, hallelujah, for them where it seems like there is no way.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray, Lord, that a mission, hallelujah, will be established, hallelujah, that the women will be beginning to turn toward you, God, knowing that you are their hope. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In spite of all of the things that are going on, hallelujah, that are against them, hallelujah, we pray that you would move in a mighty way, that you would move in a miraculous way in the name of Jesus. Watch over their children. Protect their children in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray that you will cause their men to be brave men in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That not only will they stand up for themselves, but for their families in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know what you can do. Hallelujah. And Lord, we lift up the people that are still suffering from COVID-related viruses, and we come against those COVID-related viruses right now in the name of Jesus, as well as other viruses and illnesses, hallelujah, that are coming upon your people in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We pray, hallelujah, that your hand of protection would be upon us in Jesus' name, that you would continue to protect us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But also, would you get the attention, Lord, of your people that are so carelessly, hallelujah, going around and the diseases are spreading, hallelujah, even more, and the hospitals are filling up again. And hallelujah, we pray, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way, hallelujah, that it would be stressed across the nation how important it is, hallelujah, that we would be able to protect ourselves, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give them the knowledge, hallelujah, of what is happening and cause them, hallelujah, to be more careful. Hallelujah, to stay
Lord
their distances.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, to do the hand washing. Hallelujah, to cover themselves with masks in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, do it, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, for the protection of all people in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Watch over the children and protect them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the schools and everywhere, hallelujah, that where these places are opening up more, we pray, Lord, that the cities, hallelujah, the states, hallelujah, and even on the national side, hallelujah, that they would speak to the people, Lord, that they must be careful, hallelujah. Protect all the healthcare workers everywhere in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray for those today that are in institutions such as the prisons, jails, juvenile halls, hallelujah, the hospitals and rehab centers, and those that are homebound. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you would go to them this morning, that you would minister to their needs in the name of Jesus, that you would heal them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we speak deliverance. Hallelujah. In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, those that need to be delivered, hallelujah, from drugs, alcohol, hallelujah, and many other things, Lord, that they're hooked on. In the name of Jesus, that deliverance will happen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And that they will turn to you in multitudes, hallelujah, to be saved in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up the homeless today.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for some of the things that are happening for the homeless. We thank you, Lord, that in Alameda County, Section 8 housing has opened up again. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that some of the hotels, hallelujah, are turning into housing places for the homeless. We just praise you for it in Jesus' name.
Yes,
in
Jesus'
name. We
lift up
those that need to be employed. We ask, Lord, that you would open doors of employment.
Open
hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, and especially those that are seeking you, God, in Jesus' name. We lift up souls everywhere, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know, Lord, that it is your desire that none will be lost. Hallelujah. So help us, Lord, to be on our job, in our places, hallelujah, and to take advantage of the times that we can minister, hallelujah, to those that don't yet know you, in Jesus' name, that they will turn to you in the pardoning of their souls, in the pardoning of their sins, rather. And we lift up those that are our loved ones, hallelujah, that are still not saved. We ask, Lord, that you would minister to them, to their needs,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
In
hallelujah, through ourselves as well as others. We pray, Lord, that you will place others that know you in their pathways, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, that they will, that they will hear, hallelujah, that they
yes.
will, hallelujah, hear you knocking at their doors
now.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that they will open up and allow you to come in.
Yes,
in the name
Master,
of Jesus.
Please, sir.
We just praise you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for those that are in mourning. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for
touch
those
right now,
that are in bereavement. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Over their loved ones. Hallelujah. We
yes.
lift them up this morning. In
right
Jesus
now, Father
name.
God.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they too will know that they are not forgotten. Hallelujah. That you will that you are comforting them in the name of
right
Jesus.
Right now, Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
that your
Lord.
Grace is sufficient for them.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord God.
We thank you. We praise you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. If there is any sick among us today, hallelujah,
touch
that are
Jesus.
Listening in this morning, we ask, Lord, that you would touch in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
that you would
Lord.
Heal their bodies. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, you said in your word, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. And
yes,
in health,
yes,
even
soul
as thy soul prospers.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Allow them to prosper in every way, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord,
in
God.
Every way. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. We thank you. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you would meet our own needs in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord,
in
God.
The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we lift ourselves up to you this morning.
Right
hallelujah.
Now,
asking, Lord, that you would move, hallelujah, in our behalf, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
whatever
Lord.
The circumstances are, whatever the situations are,
whatever
hallelujah,
the
wherever the
are.
Need is, we know that you can meet it. And so we're looking
yes.
to you this morning. Believing
yes,
by
Lord
faith
God.
That you are doing it right now in Jesus' name. We lift up Spirit Alive Ministries to you right now. Hallelujah.
Thank
we lift
you,
up, hallelujah, the leader of this ministry. We lift up Bishop Shirley Crook this morning.
God
hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, asking, Lord, that you would continue to move. Hallelujah. That you would continue, hallelujah, to build in the name of Jesus. And we lift
thank
up
you,
every
Lord.
Other ministry, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, represent.
That's represented
yes,
in
God.
Jesus' name. Ministries, churches.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that you would have your way, God. Hallelujah.
Thank
that you
Lord.
Would step in. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
oh, God. And that you would prepare your
thank
people.
You, Father.
Hallelujah. Even more today than ever. Hallelujah, to do your work in Jesus' name,
yes, Lord.
To do the greater things, hallelujah,
yes,
that you have
Lord.
Called us to do in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, without holding back, hallelujah, without hindrances, hallelujah,
yes,
let
Lord.
It be a clear pathway, a clear way, God, in the name of Jesus, to get the work done, oh, God, in
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name, in the name of Jesus, and we
thank
you,
Father.
We praise you, hallelujah, we thank you for lifting us up this morning, hallelujah, we praise you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for deliverance, hallelujah, for setting free, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for allowing your people to know, hallelujah, that with you all things are possible, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That we can do it, hallelujah, whatever you have called us to do, hallelujah, whatever talents, hallelujah, you have given,
yes.
hallelujah, Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, they can be carried out. They will be carried out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you would give us the strength, that you would give us the boldness, that you would give us the courage. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah,
yes,
we will
Lord
no
God.
Longer sit back, hold back, hallelujah, not do the things that you have put on our hearts to do. We will go forth in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We will make a difference. Hallelujah. Because
yes,
we
Lord.
Have you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we're
hallelujah,
operating
Jesus.
In your strength. We're operating in your power. Hallelujah. You are our empowerment. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
We will stand against the wiles of Satan. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We will go into warfare. Hallelujah. We are in a battle. Hallelujah, but we have already won. Hallelujah, but Lord,
yes.
help us to continue in what we need to do. Hallelujah, and utilize the strategies that you have given us in Jesus'
yes,
holy
Lord.
And righteous name. Hallelujah. Let this day be a blessed, a perfect day in you, Christ Jesus, and a day of peace, joy, and fulfillment in
hallelujah.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. to God that was the incomparable, the beautiful, and the anointed. Sister Erica Campbell singing, Well Done. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's message. And I would like for you to retrieve your Bibles if you have not already done so. And turn with me to the book of Acts. We are going to return to chapter 1. And today we are going to be looking at verses 9 through 14. The book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. Now, if you are listening via your computers or via your phones, you are more than welcome to type in, go to BibleGateway.com, type in Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 14, and the word of God will come up for your convenience. Amen. While I let you find that, let me have a word of prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come before your throne, asking that you totally, completely empty me of self and step into this body of clay and teach your children what you would have them to know about you. Lord, use this message to equip, empower, educate, instruct, and simply edify your people. And Lord, I pray that today, if someone doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, they will come to realize the wonderful, loving, gracious Savior that you are, King Jesus, and they will come to you and ask you to be their Lord and Savior. I pray this and all other things in your name, Jesus. Amen, and to God be the glory. Acts 1, chapter 9 through 14, the word of God reads as follows. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you in heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into the upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zealotus, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Family of God, have you ever seen something really spectacular or something so amazing that it caused your jaw to drop and your eyes to bug out of your head as you stood there gazing with an open mouth stare? If you've ever watched any kind of makeover program, whether it be homes or people, you've seen and heard some pretty exciting reactions to incredible transformation. You hear things like, oh my goodness, wow, oh I can't believe it, oh this goes beyond my wildest dreams. Now, I don't know exactly how the disciples reacted when Jesus ascended to his Father, but I do know that they stood there staring up into the sky, at least for a few moments. I can only imagine the excitement that we will feel when we see Jesus coming back the same way he left. I'm sure there will be laughing, shouting, and weeping with joy and plenty of excitement to go around. But as exciting as it will be, there is something else that needs our attention while we are eagerly awaiting his return, which leads us to the main point of this message. The work of Jesus Christ is finished, but he left us with important work to do. And as children of God, we have been filled with his spirit as we are waiting, watching, and working. Every child of God should be waiting, watching, and working. And how do we know this to be true? We just read it in God's word. And this morning I want to share three basic insights that show us that we still have a lot of work to do. First of all, I want you to understand that the ascension of Christ Jesus signaled the completion of his work. Acts 1 and 9 says, "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight." Luke 22:69 says, "But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God."
Thank you, Jesus.
And then it goes on down in Ephesians 1 and 20, because it says, "He raised God," speaking of God, "raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places." And Hebrews 1 and 3 says, "After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven." So we can see from these verses that Jesus' work of atonement was finished. He had come to do his Father's will and had successfully completed everything his Father had asked him to do. And when we finish our work, we usually sit down and rest. Well, Jesus had worked the greatest work that ever was, ever is, and ever will be, because he had lived a sinless life. Even though he was tempted on every side and in every way, just as we are tempted. But the difference between us and him is he sinned not. See, Jesus helped people by teaching, preaching, healing, caring, touching, and warning, and sometimes even rebuking them. Then he accomplished what only the perfect Son of God was able to accomplish. He took the sins of the whole world unto himself when he died on that old rugged cross, so that everyone that believes in him and receives his forgiveness can live in peace and have eternal life. So after his resurrection, Jesus, hallelujah, made several appearances to his followers over a period of 40 days. Scholars tell us that day 40 was a Thursday. And he met with his disciples and reminded them of the promise of the Holy Spirit. He also reminded them of their task to take the gospel into all the world after receiving power from the Holy Spirit to do just that. Then, since his work was completed, Jesus left. Jesus said, "Peace out. Peace I leave you, peace I give you, peace I leave you, peace out. My work is done here." And I know as those disciples stood there, it must have been pretty amazing as Jesus defied gravity and began to rise into the air. No wonder the disciples were staring after him, trying to catch that last glimpse of him. Because if I was there, I would have been doing the same thing. Now, while they were straining their necks to see where Jesus had gone, two angels appeared and asked them what they were doing. Now, I don't know if maybe the disciples were expecting Jesus to come back down, or if perhaps they were kind of in shock at what they had just witnessed. Maybe they were even grieving the fact that this was the last time they would see Jesus this side of the heaven. Have you ever watched a helium-filled balloon go up into the sky until it was so far away you could not see it anymore? They may have been doing that, or perhaps they were just savoring the moment. Nevertheless, the angels brought them back to reality. See, the angels were on deck with a reality check. They said Christ's work on earth was done for now. However, they reminded them of the promise Jesus himself had given them. And what promise was that? Well, Jesus had just talked about the promise of the Holy Spirit. However, the promise the angels spoke of was to be in the future. It was further off than just a few days away. Now let's look at the promise, that great promise, the promise of Jesus' return. Because Jesus' return will signal the completion of our work. Let's look again at verse 10 through 11. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, he went up. Behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Now, the exciting word from the angels was that this same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way that you've seen him go into heaven. Now, that in itself is reason enough to rejoice and to get excited. However, as history has shown us, the expectations of Jesus' return can create problems if we lose proper perspective, because we need to know and understand that zeal for the return of Christ should never hinder the work God has for us to do right here on earth, right now. In times past, there have been groups of people who thought they knew when Jesus was coming back. So they sold all they had and gathered together on the top of a mountain, and they were waiting for Jesus to appear. And not so many years ago, the church saw a booklet called 88 Reasons Why the Rapture Will Occur in 1988. Now, let me explain something to you. This same book was rewritten again in 1989. So let me just say that when we try to put dates or even years on when Christ will return, we are completely out of focus. Jesus said it is not for you to know, but it is for you to receive the power of the Holy Spirit and be my witnesses in your own communities and around the world. That's what Jesus said. Our work is not yet done. And if we do not do our work, exactly who are we expecting to do it? You see, God has chose to use us as his messengers to a lost, sin-sick world. Now, I need to ask you, are you getting the message out? Are you offering hope to a hurting, dying world? You see, Jesus is coming. We don't know when, but we know he's coming. Yeah. Because he said, no man knows the day or the hour that I will return. He says, I'm coming back like a thief in the night. Yeah. Hallelujah. We're going to look up and Jesus is going to be coming through the clouds, y'all. And Peter talks about hastening the Lord's coming. He says, since we know the Lord is coming, we ought to live holy and godly lives, looking for his coming and hurrying it along. How can we hurry it along? We can do it by receiving the Holy Spirit and being effective witnesses for King Jesus. The more we share our faith and live godly lives, the more people will find forgiveness and eternal life. Peter indicates that God keeps waiting just a little bit longer because so many people still need to be saved. But let me explain something to you. He's not going to wait forever. Therefore, we still have a lot of work to do. In our final point this morning, I want us to take a look at this work we have to do until we go to him or he comes to us. That third point is, until Jesus comes, we not only have to do the work, but we need to do it consistently and we need to do it diligently. Verses 12 through 14 reads, then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode with Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, catch this, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. So let me break this down to you. This tells me that we should be working to maintain Christian community because verse 12 says they returned. Verse 13 says they went. Verse 14 says they all met together continually for prayer. See, the word of God says they. Does not say anything about I, me. Says they. One thing that marked the apostles and the people of the early church is that they did things together. Each one didn't return and go off and do his or her own thing. No, they sat together. If we want to make it to the end and finish well, we must diligently and consistently work at developing Christian community. How often do we get together with other believers to encourage one another or just to be together? We do it often here at Spirit Alive in spite of a pandemic. We show up for programs just to fellowship and talk and share the gospel. It's a beautiful thing. If you haven't been listening on a regular basis, you should. Because, see, I came to tell you this morning, you can't really be a very close family if you're only talking to somebody every once in a while, if you're only interacting with them on Sunday. Okay? Now, I know we're going through COVID and all of that stuff that's out there, but let me tell you something. God always makes a way.
Yes, he does.
Okay? You don't have to wait for somebody to invite you to come over. Get on your Zoom, get on your Messenger video, get on your whatever, Facebook Messenger, Instagram message, whatever, and call somebody and say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know, you need to be the one to make that, to open the door. You need to be the one to stir up love and good works by getting together with other believers. Now, some of us, like I said, we doing all that we can even in the midst of a pandemic. And that's great. But we need to help others. You know, we can still do better. Because maintaining Christian community will help provide fellowship, accountability, encouragement, spiritual growth, comfort, and so much more. Now, maybe you're doing good in all these areas. You know, you've been saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled for a while now. You know, you're feeling pretty confident in your faith. But what about those who don't? What about those who aren't confident? Will you make an effort to go to them and be family to them? I think we all need to commit to doing better in this area. We can read in Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching, that may be referring to meeting weekly, but literally all it says is meeting together. You know, whether it's on the phone, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Zoom, it just means we're going to somehow, some way get together and spur someone on to love and good work, spur someone on to get into the Word, spur someone on to pray, because that's the next thing that we have to consistently and diligently do. We need to pray. We need to have times of personal prayer. And I mean, don't go, and I'm not talking about going up there like reading said this morning. I'm not talking about going up there with them pleading prayers and those begging prayers. I'm talking about just going up there, being in the presence of Jesus, just hanging out, just seeing what he might have to say to us in that quiet, still time. And then we need to consistently and diligently intercede for people that need God in their hearts. We need to pray for one another. We need to have times of corporate prayer, pray together. But we cannot pray enough. And we have to stop praying these blanket prayers. Lord, heal the sick. No, we have to get specific. Lord, heal the land. Blanket prayer. We need to start praying against every evil measure of corruption, every spirit of greed, every spirit of dishonesty. We got to call a thing a thing. We need to pray for one another. And if we see it in the body of Christ, instead of just turning our heads the other way and leaving that to somebody else to deal with, we need to be the one that starts praying instantly for that person. Yeah. Do you know what the 120 were doing when they were baptized in the Holy Spirit? I'm going to tell you what they were doing. They were praying together. That's what they were doing. You see, God's power is available through prayer. Prayer aligns us with God's will. Prayer changes reality in the spirit realm first, and then we see the results in the spiritual, in the physical realm. Something happens when we pray that does not happen when we don't pray. Things change. Prayer changes things. Prayer moves mountains. Hallelujah. Prayer makes a way out of no way. Prayer is a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Prayer is a transformer. Now, I know that most of us agree that prayer is important, and we believe that every Christian should pray on the regular. However, it doesn't happen by itself now, does it? It takes work. Prayer is a discipline, saints. It takes follow-through, and it also takes accountability. If you haven't been spending time in prayer, then you need to start somewhere. You need to take 5 minutes. Start taking 5 minutes every morning and just talk to the Lord. You know, talk to him when you're in the shower. Talk to him when you're driving to work or driving to the store. Saints of God, we need to be waiting, watching, and working at our prayer life. And along with that, let's make sure we stay in God's word. How can God speak to us if we cannot recognize his voice? We can learn how he speaks to mankind as we read the scriptures and we get to know the God of the Old Testament and the New Testament. If you don't have a plan, use the reading schedule on the back of your that's in your Bible. A lot of Bibles come with a daily reading breakdown. And in addition to working at Christian community, prayer, and staying in the Word, we have to work to obey the Great Commission. See, we are Great Commission people. The apostles received this commission straight from Jesus. Jesus said, preach the good news. He used the apostles to start the Christian church from Pentecost on. Now he wants to use you and he wants to use me to reach the world. Now, if we were to look back at last week's sermon, we need to first and foremost make sure that we have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit so that we can be effective witnesses of Christ. But I'm going to ask you right now, how are you sharing your faith? You know, are you sharing your faith in your faith, I'm gloating because I'm special kind of way? Or are you sharing your faith in a way that others will be convicted to humble themselves and ask the Lord to be their Savior too? You know, I've been working on here as of late, just asking God to help me to work on all the things that's important to him more. I'm asking God to take me out of my comfort zone. I'm asking God to use me in places where other people won't go to share the gospel. You know, because if we only hang out with other Christians, and we do need to hang out with other Christians, but we will never have much of an opportunity to reach those that don't know Jesus as a forgiver of sin and the Lord of their lives. You know, we need to be thinking about how to find creative and non-threatening ways to share Christ with the members of our own family. Because a lot of us, I believe all of us are sitting within the sound of my voice, has at least one family member or several. No matter how you've been living, how much you have loved the Lord, how much you have demonstrated that love, they are still refusing to come to the Lord. But look, I want you to notice something in verse 14, because this is awesome. It says that the family of Jesus finally embraced him as the Messiah. You know, the resurrection and perhaps his appearances after the resurrection were enough to convince them that he was not just their older brother. He was just not the son of a carpenter, but he was their Savior. He was their Lord. He was their King. He was truly Master, Son of the Living God, the one who saves. John 7:5 tells us that even his brothers didn't believe him. His brothers' names were James, Joseph, Simon, and Jude. Now, James and Jude both wrote a book in the New Testament. So maybe you have family members who don't yet believe that Jesus is who he said he is. But there is hope. You need to keep praying for them. You need to keep on loving them. Keep on sharing the gospel with them in an understandable and understanding relational way. We find in Acts when people receive Jesus and his forgiveness, their entire household was often saved. I don't think this is too much to ask for. Do you? Do you want your family to know God's forgiveness? Do you want them to have God's peace in their hearts? Do you want them to be in heaven with you? Then hang on in there and keep on living for Jesus and let his love shine right on through you. Just be a living example of who Jesus is. Just keep on letting them see the DNA of the Lord all in you, through you, and working for you. And trust and believe eventually they will come around. Now, as we close this morning, I want you to know that the work of the Lord on this earth was done when he ascended into heaven. But we also heard that Jesus is coming back. And what an awesome day that will be when Jesus appears in the cloud of glory in all of his majesty and his brightness. And that will signal our retirement. Hallelujah. The work of this life will be over. We will be with Jesus forever. We will have waited. We will have watched. And we will hear God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." But we have to remember, we just can't stand around looking up at the sky waiting on Jesus to appear. No. See, we must be working, doing his will and reaching the lost. We need to work at being the body of Christ. We need to work at being God's family. We need to work at being what God has called us to be as a family. We need to work at prayer. We need to work at knowing and understanding God's word. We need to know how to share that word. And most importantly, we need to be witnesses of Jesus through the power and the anointing of his Holy Spirit. Now, maybe you sense Jesus nudging you in the ribs today. Huh. It might just be somebody sitting in the room with you. But you need to consider that God might be using them to motivate you. Seriously. If you sense the Lord speaking to you about your work in him, and I don't care what area it is in, I encourage you to get along with Jesus. And let him talk to you about it. I don't doubt that most of us want to do more for the Lord. We want to be more effective at the work that he has given us. However, the one big difference between wishing and reality is often the commitment. So we need to make a commitment to the Lord to change the areas he is asking us to change, knowing that he will help us to make that change. So today, I want you to know that, you know, if you are not in a right relationship to God with Jesus, maybe you never prayed and asked him to forgive you or to become a leader of your life. Or maybe you got mad at God because a loved one passed or he took something from you that you truly loved. Well, there's one person that can change all of that today, right here and right now, and that's you. If you are willing, the Bible says if you confess your sin, God will forgive you and cleanse you. We can become clean before God, regardless of what our past sin may have been, because Jesus loves us so much. So somebody out there, I just want to know, if you are ready to give your heart to Jesus today, right now, in this time and in this season. So right now, I'm going to ask Minister Tina Brown to come forth now and to extend a personal invitation to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Saints of God, we just thank you for listening today. And for those of you who are out there who are ready to turn your life over to Jesus, follow me with this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you are the Son of God. Please forgive me to be your of all of my sins. And I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. Amen. If you pray prayer with me, you have been congratulations and welcome to the kingdom with our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to ask that Minister Gladys come on in the room and pray for those new converts because somebody just came to the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, heaven is rejoicing right now for the newcomers that have prayed the prayer of salvation. I can tell you your life is about to change. Things are getting ready to be renewed. All old things have passed. Get ready for new things. Get ready to be loaded with blessings on a daily basis. Right now, I just want to pray and thank God that you have made the decision to join in to a fellowship.
Yes, Jesus.
An eternal fellowship that have your final resting destination.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God. I just thank God that you made this decision. I'm going to pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, Lord, giving you thanks, giving you all praises, Lord, thanking you that my brother or sister made the decision to turn their will and their ways over to you, Father God.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that they'll seek their hearts, Father God, Lord. Meditate on you, Father God. Read their word. Stay in fellowship with others with the same mindset, and that is to follow
God.
Also, to spread the love, to go into the highways and byways and to tell how great God's goodness is. Lord, I just thank you for my brothers and sisters on today.
Yes,
I thank you for
that.
From today, Lord, and I pray, Lord, that you'll continue to give them encouragement, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I do pray and thank you. Amen.
Oh, amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, this is one of my most favorite times of the worship service because this is a time for anyone that's in the room, anybody in the chat room, if you would just like to have a word of praise, a word of thanksgiving, just thanking God, you are more than welcome to press your one. I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. And I just want to... And while we are waiting, while I'm waiting to see who may want to speak, of course, like I said, we have our Anointed Spirit Alive family in the house, and we minister as a family. This message was very simple. It does not need to be re-preached, but I would like to give each and every servant leader to give God some praise for something that touched them on this morning. And we're going to begin with Apostle Edwin and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway in Arizona. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. God is so good. This is what I call a stir me up message because Jesus already paid the price. He rose again on the third day after he died on the cross, and we're to do the work. And I just thank God for the message today that we, once we get saved and we start having a relationship with the Father and with Jesus, God opens his word, and we just have so much to share. Even if we've gone through trials, we can give our testimony to how God brought us out. So I just thank God for the word and that it reminds me to encourage my family members. Sometimes we can get so upset with them because they're not saved, but we need to encourage them as well so that they will come to the Lord. So thank you for the word today.
Thank you.
Amen.
Well, we give God praise, glory, and honor for the word today. We thank him. We thank God. Yes, we need to pray. We need to get into deep prayer, doing spiritual warfare against the principalities and the powers in our region. And we just thank God that we have the ability, the fortitude. God gave us, he said, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So we got the power to move mountains. We got to call those things that be not as though they were. And we just thank God for the word. And we thank God for the new converts that have come and received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. This is a wonderful trip We're on the road to success. We're on the road to our destiny.
Yes.
And God has us on this road. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake. So we thank God for the word this morning. Amen.
Amen. Minister Tina, come on. You did your assignment beautifully, but now come on in and give God some praise.
Praise God. Praise God for the message today. Jesus' work is finished, and now it is our turn, as you said, to do his work by teaching others and bringing others into his kingdom and teaching them about him and his ways and how we can be good to each other as brothers and sisters and how living his way is a good way, and it's the way to the kingdom of heaven, so that someday when we pass on, that we will be with him and his Father. This was just an amazing message, and I so thank you. Amen.
God bless you, Minister Tina. Mother Mitchell.
Praise God. Thank you, Bishop. Wanting to say I thank God for the message and the messenger. I love the book of Acts. It's always one of my favorite books in the Bible. I love all the books in the Bible, but Acts and Ephesians and several more are favorites for me. Taught me so much coming up and learning about the Lord. And I just want to thank the Lord today for something he has done for me. He's made it possible for me to meet family members and all my little tiny babies that's just walking and just in the world, and I love them so. And they are a part of me, and I've got to meet them, and I just love it. Some I were in the world when I left here, but they were very small, and they didn't really remember me, and I didn't really remember them. So I just wanted to give thanks to my Lord and Savior for allowing me to live long enough to see them all again. And it's been sad at times because a couple have went to glory. But I thank you, Lord, though, that that's your call, not ours. And I thank you most of all, Lord, for Bishop Shalene and her loving kindness to me, her mother, that she has let me stay with her and has took care of me. She's fed me way too well.
Amen.
And I thank you, Lord, for it all. And bless your holy and mighty name. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right. Come on, folks. There's more praises. The more the praises go up, the blessings come down. So if you are in the house and you would like to have a word of praise just to say, thank you, Jesus, for my life. Thank you, Jesus, for just waking me up this morning. Press your 1 on your keypad. And that will alert your sister, Bishop, that you want to come on in the room and give God praise. I am praising God this morning because I'm sitting here knowing that my beautiful sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott, is in the house. And I just want to praise God for that. And what I'm going to do in the name of Jesus, because she is being restored, but I'm going to ask my beautiful sister this morning, would you like to have a word, my precious?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, first I'd like to say all praises to God, and I thank you for that word and for that reminder that God is still on the throne. And you know, sometimes we have to be reminded that he's coming back.
Amen.
He said he would, and he's coming back. And we need to, even in our sorrows and in our pain, stay prayerful and continue to, like you said, watch, wait, and work, and continue to encourage others and keep our minds stayed on Jesus and not focus on so much about our situations. And while we're watching and waiting, we need to bring others to the family table.
Yeah.
And just be encouraged and be encouragement to others. And I just thank you for your message and for the assembly of all the Spirit Alive staff. God bless you all.
God bless you. We love you so very much. And just know that we are keeping you and your beautiful family lifted in our prayers. And we pray that you can feel our love even over the miles. Just know, my sister, that we're just so grateful to God that he is keeping you, because our God is a keeper. Hallelujah. All right, Minister Gladys, you did your assignment beautifully, but now you can come on in and give God some praise.
Thanking God. The word was beautiful today. I got in a little late, but I got in right on time. I have a bit of a testimony this morning.
Amen.
Old Flathead had been visiting me periodically the past couple of weeks, and I continue to rebuke him and continue to stay in prayer with my prayer warriors and read my word. I'm a student. I'm in graduate school, and I have an instructor, and she wasn't assisting me in the way I needed assistance, and she was real short and nasty, and before I could say anything to her, I had to pray, because it wasn't going to come out. It wasn't going to come out right. And I had to tell Flathead, you are not getting ready to cause me to act out of character. There's a better way of doing this. I had to go to my apostle, Ms. Zeta, and have prayer and stay in prayer.
Yeah. Morning
and all day, and I specifically prayed on this instructor. Old Flathead had me in the mind, I'm ready to give up. Oh yeah, I'm going to quit school, and I'm going to get the people back their money. And oh, I went through a whole dynamic of sex in my mind about continuing to do what I need to do.
My Lord.
Then it just popped on me. That's how I know that it's the work of God. I got in easy. I got a full ride. How, I don't know, and I'm not going to even ask, but I just thank God for it. And it seems as though I was getting ready to be cheated out of it by old Flathead. But I have more. The greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
God's word, that I am the first and not the last. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm the
queen.
I don't have to settle for anything. I don't have to
praise him. Okay, amen.
I live for him, and I demand it back. Thank God for faith. I thank God for this ministry of teaching me how to be bold with my Christianity.
Hallelujah.
Stand on my faith to do what's right, to minister to people. I thank God for you, Sister Shalene, Bishop Shalene. I thank God for you.
Oh, bless you, my love.
I heard the word today. I got the message. I will be calling you. I thank God for you. I love you.
I love you too, Angel.
I love this ministry.
I love you too. I love you. We love you. All right, Apostle Zeta.
But I thank God. I thank God for this ministry. I thank God for the word. You know.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
God coming in Hebrews to give us encouragement. Paul, this was a word for me today.
Oh, hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
You.
We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And speaking of your beautiful apostle, hallelujah, we thank you for the impartation of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And speaking
hallelujah.
Of your apostle, Apostle Zeta Flowers, come on in the room.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I am so grateful this morning and thankful for all that the Lord is doing. He is really moving in our behalf.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed the message, and always the messenger. The message is just right on, and I know it's right where the Lord wants us all to be and to hear and to know more about him, to be more in tune to the Holy Spirit and open to what he has in store for us, and just so that we can be even the more empowered. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I see it happening. I see it happening, and I thank God for Minister Gladys and how the Lord is just truly blessing
Amen.
Her.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Faithful, so faithful. And she and her husband were here yesterday, last night. When I got home, I really needed to go to a housewarming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of one of my little spiritual daughters. And she has her own place. But anyway, they were here. And they were doing things. Hallelujah. And they were here with Azalea, so she wasn't alone. And it was just a blessing. And I'm just so grateful today. My youngest turned 20 on Thursday, so we're
Hallelujah.
Celebrating
Thank
Azalea's
you,
birthday today.
Happy birthday.
So, yeah, okay. I will let her know. But I enjoyed the message. It was good. And every comment that went forth, it was sure truly by the glory of God. Hallelujah. He's moving, he's working, and he's working in us and through us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Zeta. I just want
You're welcome.
The world to know how much I love the people of God that come, that they are all faithful. They may not
yes.
always can speak. They might not always, but they when they're not here, they're praying. When they're not
Amen.
Speaking, they're here and they're praying. So I praise God for all of the servant leaders here at Spirit Alive, and I just pray in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just bind this message today with prayer. Father, I pray that every last one of your children will step up as we wait on you, Lord, that we will pray fervently for one another, that we will show love diligently to one another, that we, Lord, will be your hands, your feet, your voice, Father God. Lord, we just pray that you would allow us to humbly go amongst your people and do the work that you would have us to do so that you may receive the glory. Lord God, I pray that we would no longer just pray blanket prayers, but we would pray for specifically so that your people might be delivered. They might be healed, Lord. They might be changed and transformed into the very likeness of your son, Jesus, so that they too can do a work that you have called them to do. Father God, we want to thank you for every called out servant leader who is teaching and preaching your word boldly, who is living your word before the sheep, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for every Holy Ghost filled bold believer that is out sharing the good news of who you are with anybody that they can. Father, I ask that you bless them mightily for their obedience. And Lord, I just pray that you will continue to use us, hallelujah, to draw more people unto yourself, because we are always going to lift you up. We are always going to glorify you. We are always going to magnify you, because without you, God, it's all for naught. So we just thank you for the servant leaders here. We thank you for all the listeners, Father God. And may we use this word to empower us to do the work of your kingdom now and forevermore. Amen and amen. All right, saints of God, we have a few more moments. So if there's anybody else who would like to have a comment, make a comment or give God praise, please just press your one. On your keypad, I will address you by the last your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, thanks to God, we have had a beautiful and blessed worship service. I'm so glad that you are all here today. Glory, glory, glory. I pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. And right now, if there be nothing else, we're going to go to Mother Mitchell for the benediction so that I may dismiss you.
Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father,
which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Tomorrow, I just want to say to all the servant leaders here that we have had an outpouring of wonderful feedback concerning the prayer meeting on last Monday. And saints of God, you once again have an opportunity to join with me and the beautiful servant leaders again tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because we will once again be standing in prayer for our nation and for this world. So join myself, Pastor Lester Carver, and all the rest of the Spirit Alive family that will be available as we stand in the gap and we pray for the world. Hallelujah. So it is our fervent, again, it is our fervent prayer that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. Have a beautiful and blessed week. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. God bless you, everyone. You had a,
God bless
what
you.
A
we
beautiful
love you,
service.
Jesus.
Love you, love
Amen.
You, love
Amen.
You, love you all. God bless you. Yes, Lord, I'm getting up home now.
Amen.
Amen.